生下半场。
The theme for the Middle Age Fellowship Spiritual Meeting this time is the second half of faith.
那我被安排要讲的小主题是留下信仰的遗产。
And the sub-theme assigned to me is leaving a legacy of faith.
这小主题是讲反省我们对神的信心和调整我们对神国的心智。
This sub-theme is about reflecting on our faith in God and readjusting our commitment to His kingdom.
好让自己能够跑完信仰的赛程。
So that we can complete the race of faith.
那也好让下一代能够看见并效法我们的信仰。
And so that the next generation can both see and emulate our faith.
在人生上半场，我们经历了成长到成熟。
In the first half of life, we have experienced growing as well as attaining maturity.
我们尝过许多的甜酸苦辣。
We have tasted a range of both positive and adversarial experiences.
我们也体会了各种的人情冷暖。
We have experienced both the warmth and coldness of human relationships.
我们看清了形形色色的人。
We have come to see all kinds of people.
我们看淡了恩恩怨怨。
We have learned to look past grudges and grievances.
我们也看透了是是非非。
We have also seen through right and wrong.
所以我们对有一些事看破但不说破。
So in terms of matters, we have learned to see through them, but not expose these.
事实的闭嘴对人对自己都是好的。
Knowing that keeping silent at the right moment benefits others as well as ourselves.
我们也学会了对有一些人我们看透看穿但不揭穿。
We have also learned for some people to see through them, but not unmask them.
给双方留一地，好让我们他日好相见。
Leaving space for both sides so that it benefits us and makes it comfortable to meet in future.
经过人生上半场的磨练。
Having experienced the honing in the first half of our lives,
我们的思想已经成熟，不再是那么幼稚了。
We have matured in our thinking, we are no longer so childish.
我们能够深度的思想和分辨。
We are able to think and discern more deeply.
我们的态度也不再是那么样的自高自大。
Our attitude is no longer arrogant.
我们能够了解自己肉体的软弱。和我们能力的有限。
We are able to understand our own physical weaknesses as well as the limits of our abilities.
有很多问题不是财力可以解决的。
There are many problems that money cannot solve.
也有很多的意外不是我们的智力可以去掌控的。
And many unexpected events that our intellect cannot control.
我们都深深地感受到人生的无常、无力。
And we deeply feel the impermanence, the powerlessness, and the helplessness of life.
所以我们真的需要神的帮助和带领的。
So we truly need God's help as well as His leadership.
因此，来到人生的下半场，我们真的要认真来反省我们对神的信心。
So as we enter the second half of our lives, we must seriously reflect on our faith in God.
反省我们留下给下一代的是怎么样的信仰。
Reflect on the type of faith that we are leaving for the next generation.
下一代的信仰如何，就看我们的信仰如何。
The state of faith of the next generation depends on our state of faith.
我们的信仰如何，就看我们对神的信心如何。
And the state of our faith depends on the state of our trust in God.
我们的信仰是纯正的。
Our faith is pure.
但是我们对神的信心却不是那么纯正。
But our trust in God is not always as pure.
我们人生追求的目标常常是与神脱节的。
The goals we pursue in life frequently are disconnected from God.
我们思想地上的事，我们不思想天上的事。
We think of earthly matters and not heavenly ones.
我们生活的样式多是世人的样式，而不是基督的样式。
Lifestyles follow the pattern of the world instead of the pattern of Christ.
我们跟孩子什么都谈，就是不谈信仰。
We talk to our children about everything except faith.
我们很紧张孩子的健康和学业。
We are anxious about the health and academics of our children.
但是我们却不是那么紧张孩子灵魂的得救。
But we are less worried about the salvation of their souls.
我们这样的信心真的影响了我们下一代对神的信仰的。
Such type of faith will truly affect and influence the faith of the next generation.
因此我们要静下来，好好反省我们对神的信心以及我们人生目标的追求。
Therefore, we need to quieten down and truly reflect on the faith in God as well as our pursuit of goals in our lives.
我们请看路加福音的十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
我们读十九节到二十一节。
Read verses 19 to 21.
路加福音十二章十九到二十一节。
Luke chapter 12, verses 19 to 21.
十九节。
19.
然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
20.
神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归于谁呢？21节。
21.
反为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的也是这样。财主在他人生的上半场成功追求了他认为有价值的事物。
So in the first half of his life, this rich man was successful in pursuing and attaining what he considered valuable.
在下半场，他只想安安逸逸的吃喝快乐。
So in the second half, he only wanted to take his ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
他认为灵魂活着就是为了享受。
He thought that his soul lived only for his enjoyment.
他忽略了灵魂的去处，也忽略了神。
He's overlooked and ignored the final destination of his soul. He has overlooked and neglected God.
其实人生是人，什么是人生有价值的事物呢？
But what are the most precious things in life?
在不同的人生阶段。
At different stages of life.
我们认为有价值的事物都不同的。
What we consider valuable changes.
孩童时期，我们认为有价值的事物。
In childhood, what we considered valuable.
在青年时期，还认为有价值吗？
In your youth, do you still consider them valuable?
青年时期认为有价值的事物。
The things that you consider valuable in your youth.
在我们中年，还认为有价值吗？
Are they still as precious in your middle age?
那我们认为很有价值的事物
，and what we consider very precious today，
那将来在我们老年的时候还有价值吗
？In our old age, will it still retain its value？
但是最重要的是，在神看有价值吗
？Most importantly, are all these valuable in the eyes of God？
神对财主说
，God said to the rich man，
无知的人啊
，Fool。
今晚我要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁呢
？This night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?
我们在上半场也好像财主一样，追求我们认为有价值的财物。
In the first half of our lives, like this rich man, we pursued what we thought was valuable wealth.
好让我们能够有更好的享受。
So that we can enjoy greater things.
我们重视肉体的事，我们忽视了神的事。
We value the things of the flesh and we neglected the things of God.
所以主耶稣警戒我们，不要像这个财主一样做无知的人。
So the Lord Jesus warns us not to be like this foolish rich man.
因为人生不在乎家道丰富，而是在乎追求永生。
Life is not having about great wealth and into marrying into rich family, but about pursuing eternal life.
人生其实只是一场的路过。
Life is actually just a transit.
路过这个世界。
We journey quickly through this world.
虽然我们在这个世界上得了很多我们认为有价值的事物。
We have accumulated many things which we consider are valuable in this world.
人有的你有。
You have what others have.
人没有的你也有。
You also have what others do not.
你真的是样样都有。
In fact, you have everything.
但是来到生命的终点，你还是一无所有。
But when you come to the end of your life, you will have nothing.
钱财是你的。
The money is yours.
你带得走吗
？But can you take it with you?
地位是你的。
Status is yours.
你留得住吗
？Can you retain these?
所以我们要认真思考。 我们对神的信心是怎么样的信心。
So we must really seriously consider what type of faith in God we have.
我们要怎么样走我们的下半场才不至于被神责备。
How can we lead the second half of our life so that we are not in the end rebuked by God?
我们对神的信心到底是怎么样的信心？我们信神什么？
What sort of faith and trust you have in God? What is it that you believe about God?
当苦难临到的时候，
When suffering comes,
有一些信徒他们就信不下去，离去神了。
Some believers lose faith and they leave God.
但有些信徒仍然坚持信下去，不离去神。
But there are others who can persevere in their faith and not leave God.
约伯夫妻他们都是对神有信心，也是蒙神赐大福的人。
Job and his wife were people who believed in God and who had been greatly blessed by God.
但是当大难临到的时候，
But when great calamity struck,
约伯妻子就信不下去而离去神。
Job's wife could not continue to believe and she abandoned God.
但是约伯仍然坚持他的信心，称颂神，不离去神。
However, Job did not leave his faith but continued to praise and worship God.
他们信心的差别是什么？
What was the difference in their faith?
就是相信神但不认识神的差别。
It is the difference in believing in God but not knowing God.
既然相信神怎么会不认识神呢？
But if one believes in God, how can it be that one does not know God?
请看以赛亚书的第一章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
以赛亚书第一章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 3.
牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识我的名，却不留意。以色列人他们相信神的大能和神的应许。
So the Israelites believe in God's great power and His promises.
他们遵守神的律法，到圣殿去献祭，也遵守各种的节期。
They obeyed the laws of God and they went to the holy temple to offer sacrifices and observe the required festivals.
但神说他们却不认识神。
And yet God said that they did not know God.
这是怎么说呢？
What does it mean?
圣经说的认识神，并不是简单的认识神的作为和神的属性而已。
When the Bible talks about knowing God, it is not a simplistic reference to knowing the attributes and the works of God.
是指更深入的与神建立那个密切的关系。
Instead, it refers to a deep establishment of an intimate relationship with God.
在创世纪第四章的第一节。
In Genesis chapter 4 verse 1.
那边说亚当与夏娃同房。
And he said that Adam knew his wife Eve, or he had marital relations with her.
那你听到英文说的是亚当认识夏娃。
So the rendition in English is that Adam knew Eve.
这个认识是指亚当和夏娃建立了更密切的关系。
This knowing refers to Adam establishing an intimate relationship with Eve.
所以认识神是指与神建立更密切的关系。
So knowing God is to establish a closer, a more intimate relationship with God.
不是表面的关系。
It is not a superficial relationship.
是内心的关系。
But it is a heartfelt one.
不是交易的关系，
It is not a transactional relationship,
而是生命的关系，
but a life one.
因为是生命的关系，
and because it is a relationship of life,
所以面对任何的诱惑和逼迫的时候，
regardless of whether we meet with persecution or temptation,
他们都选择不离弃神，坚持敬拜神。
They choose not to leave God and continue to worship God.
约伯的妻子她相信神但不认识神。
Job's wife believed in God but did not know God.
她没有与神建立那个密切的关系。
She did not establish the intimate relationship with God.
她跟神之间只是交易的关系。
Her relationship with God was a transactional one.
她是为了要得到神的赏赐，所以才来信神敬拜神的。
She believed in God, worshiped God in order to be blessed and rewarded.
所以当神没有赏赐的时候，
So when God did not bless her,
她就信不下去，她就离去神了。
She lost her faith, she abandoned God.
约伯相信神，也认识神。
Job believed in God and he knew God.
他与神建立很密切的关系。
He had established a very intimate relationship with God.
所以不论神有没有赏赐， 他都一样的称颂神、敬拜神、不离弃神。
So regardless of whether God blessed him, he continued to praise God and to worship him and did not forsake God.
那我们要进一步的来明白。
We need now to further understand.
约伯认识神、与神建立密切关系的思想流程。
The thought process of Job when he came to know God and established this intimate relationship with him.
约伯信神是全能的神。
Job believed that God was an almighty God.
神在患难中拯救我。
God saved me in times of adversity.
神是全能的神。
God is an almighty God.
神在患难中不拯救我。
In adversity, God does not deliver me.
神仍然是全能的神。
But God is still an almighty God.
神的全能是我们应当相信和称颂的。
We should believe in and praise God for His omnipotence.
因为神用他的全能创造了这个宇宙万物和我们人类。
For God has used this almighty power to create the heavens and the earth, all things and mankind.
没有神的创造，就没有我们的存在。
Without God's creation, we will not exist.
单单我们的存在，不就是应该要感谢和敬拜我们这一位创造主吗？
If for the fact of our existence alone, should we not thank and praise our Creator?
不论在平安或者是在患难，都不能够脱离我们与神这一种关系。
Regardless of whether we have peace or adversity, we must never forsake this relationship we have with God.
我们是他创造的。
We are His creation.
受造之物理当敬拜创造之主。
All creatures must worship their Creator.
这个关系是魔鬼破坏不了的。
This relationship is something the devil cannot destroy.
只是很多人忽略了这一个重要的关系。
But many people have neglected this important relationship.
约伯信神是慈爱的神。
Job believed that God was a loving God.
神医治我的病。
God heals my illnesses.
神是慈爱的神。
God is a loving God.
神不医治我的病。
God does not heal my illness.
神仍然是慈爱的神。
But God is still a loving God.
神的慈爱是我们应该相信和称颂的。
God's loving kindness is something we must believe in and praise.
因为神用他的慈爱赐给我们生命。
Because God has used His loving kindness to give us life.
也赐给我们动物和植物做我们的食物。
And also given us animals and plants for food.
当我们在享受生命、享受食物的时候。
When we enjoy our lives and we enjoy the food.
我们岂不是应当要感谢那位赏赐生命跟食物给我们的生命的主吗？
Shouldn't we thank and worship the Lord who has given us life and food?
这个关系也不是任何的环境，不管平安也好，患难都好，可以破坏的。
And this is a relationship that cannot be destroyed, no matter whether we are in times of peace or adversity.
约伯信神是公义的神。
Job believed that God was a righteous God.
神不会冤枉人，神更不会做错任何事。
God would never wrong anyone, nor would God do anything wrong.
虽然他不明白。
Although Job did not understand.
公义的神为什么让我遭遇不公义的苦难？
Why would a just God allow me to suffer all this unjust adversity?
为什么任凭别人来不公义的罪，定我不公义的罪。
How does he? Why does he allow others to unjustly condemn me?
虽然是这样。
Although this was the case.
他仍然相信神的公义。
Job still believed in God's justice and righteousness.
他仍然称颂神，敬拜神，不离弃神。
He praised God. He believed in God. He did not forsake God.
我们请看约伯记的十九章。
Let's turn to Job 19.
约伯记十九章
，Job 19，
二十五到二十七节
，Verses 25 to 27，
二十五节
，25，
我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。二十六节
，26，
我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。二十七节
，27，
我自己要见他，亲眼要看他。并不像外人，我的心肠在我里面消灭了。约伯说：“我知道 我的救赎主活着。
Job said, "For I know that my Redeemer lives."
虽然现在他没有出现来拯救我。
Although he has not appeared to redeem me now.
我知道我的肉体会灭绝。
I know that my flesh will be destroyed.
但是到末了，这位救赎主必定站立在地上。
But even after this destruction, this Redeemer shall stand at last on the earth.
到那一天，他必定救赎我，为我伸冤。
And surely on that day, he will redeem me and vindicate me.
到那一天，我必定亲眼要看见他。
And that in my flesh, I shall see God for myself.
所以我必定敬畏他，称颂他。
So I will surely fear and praise him.
这就是约伯认识神与神建立那一个密切的关系。
And this is the intimate relationship that Job has established with God.
我们信神，当我们像约伯那样认识神与神建立那样密切的关系吗？
We believe in God, but have we built this intimate relationship? Do we know God like Job?
我们与神的关系是交易的关系还是生命的关系呢？
Is our relationship with God a transactional one or one of life?
我们的信心也要看清楚一件事情。
In our faith, we must also clearly see one thing.
那就是神在创世纪28章要让我们清楚知道的一件事情。
And this matter is recorded in Genesis 28, and that is what God wants us to clearly understand.
那也是赞美诗234首勉励我们的事。
It is also what hymn 234 is all about and hopes to encourage us in.
234首也是我喜欢的一首诗。
Hymn 234 is a hymn I love.
年纪越大越喜欢这一首诗。
And the older I grow, the more I like this hymn.
234首也就是说创世纪28章的事。
Hymn 234 also narrates the events of Genesis chapter 28.
雅各逃避他哥哥以扫的追杀。
So Jacob was fleeing from his brother who wanted to kill him.
他孤身一人来到这个地方。
Alone and lonely, he came to this place.
黑暗渐深。
So in darkness,
野地枕室而鸣。
And it was the quiet, silent wilderness.
夜静忧惧在心。
And there was worry and anxiety in him.
梦里看见一梯。
So in his dream, he saw a letter.
蒙神显现安慰。
So that God, may God appear and comfort.
听神应许佳音。
I hear God's promise of good news.
这些就是234首里面所唱的内容。
So that's the translation of the lyrics in Chinese.
你会背吗？
Have you got it memorized?
对，背起来对你会有很大的安慰和帮助的。
And if you memorize these lyrics, they will be of great comfort and benefit.
雅各他睡醒了。
When Jacob awoke,
他说的第一件事。
He exclaimed,
耶和华真在这里，我竟然不知道。
Surely the Lord God is in this place, and I didn't know it.
神知道他不知道神与他同在。
God knew that Jacob didn't realize that God was with him.
所以神借着这个梦来告诉他，让他知道。
So God used the dream to tell Jacob that God was with him.
你不是孤独一个人的。
You are not alone. You're not by yourself.
我与你同在。
I am with you.
神对他说。
God said to him,
我必与你同在。
I will surely be with you.
你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你回到这个地方。
Regardless of where you go, I will protect you and bring you back to this place.
我总不离弃你，直到我成全的向你所应许的。
I will never leave you until I have fulfilled my promise to you.
这是神对我们说的佳音。
And this is the good news that God wants us to hear.
他与我们同在。
He is with us.
所以当我们在苦难中孤立无助的时候，
So when we are suffering, when we are alone and helpless,
神也借着这个梦，借着这首诗来提醒我们，来勉励我们，他 与我们同在。
God uses this dream, God uses this hymn to remind us that He is with us.
在苦难中，神并没有按照我们所要求的来成全我们。
In our suffering, God may not grant us what we have asked for.
但并不是神不赐给我们恩典。
But it doesn't mean that God does not give you grace.
他已经赐给我们一个很重要的恩典。
He has already given you a very important blessing.
那就是以马内利的恩典。
And that is the grace of Emmanuel.
以马内利的恩典是什么恩典？
What is this grace of Emmanuel?
那你就要明白以马内利是什么意思。
Then you must understand the meaning of Emmanuel.
以马内利就是神同在的意思。
Emmanuel means God is with us.
不管平安或者是患难，神都与我们同在。
In peace or in adversity, God is with us.
我们常常说，神啊，你在哪里？
Every time we ask God, where are you?
好像神不与我们同在。
As if God is not with us.
人都离开我们，神你也离开我们吗？
Everyone has left us. Do you too, God, leave me?
人都不再爱我们。关心我们，神你也不爱我们，不关心我们吗？
No one loves me, no one cares for me. Do you too, God, not love me, nor care for me?
我们常常这样的怀疑神，埋怨神。
We often doubt God and complain against God in this manner.
但事实上，神没有离开过我们。
But in actual fact, God has never left us.
在旧约，在新约，他都重复地告诉我们。
In both the Old and New Testaments, He repeatedly tells us.
我不撇下你为孤啊。
I will not leave you as orphans.
这是神对我们的应许。
This is God's promise to us.
他会与我们同在的。
He will be with us.
他会安慰我们。
He will comfort us.
他会带领我们走过死荫幽谷。
He will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death.
他会赐给我们心里的平安和喜乐。
He will give us peace and joy in our hearts.
他会让我们力上加力，让我们可以到西安朝见神的。
He will give us strength upon strength so that we can go to meet him in Zion.
所以在苦难中，不是问神为什么。
So in our times of hardship, it is not about asking God why.
而是问自己，仍然相信神的同在和神的应许吗？
But ask ourselves, do we still trust in God's presence and God's promises?
我们要学习约伯，认识神，与神建立更密切的关系。
Learn from Job to build a deeper and a more intimate relationship with God.
好让我们的信心更纯正，我们的灵性更长进。
So that our faith can be purer and we improve and grow in our spirituality.
好让我们面对一次又一次的考验的时候。
So that when we face trials again and again.
一次又一次的能够坚持信心，赞美神，不离弃神。
Again and again we remain firm in our faith and praise God and never forsake Him.
来到人生下半场。
As we enter the second half of life,
我们也要重新调整我们对神国的心智。
We must once again adjust our commitment to the kingdom of God.
我们请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 11.
24到26节。
Verses 24 to 26.
希伯来书十一章24到26节。
Hebrews 11 verses 24 to 26.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵，因他想要所得的赏赐。摩西在他人生的下半场调整他对神国的心智。
In the second half of his life, Moses adjusted his commitment to the kingdom of God.
他做了两个重大的抉择。
He made two major decisions.
第一个重大的抉择。
The first major decision.
他不肯再称为法老女儿之子。
He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他不是被环境所逼。不能够再称为法老女儿之子。
He was not forced by circumstances to stop being called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他乃是自愿不肯称为法老女儿之子的。
Instead, he voluntarily refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
是什么力量让他做出这么大重大的抉择，放弃了他在埃及的权力和财力？
So what was the power that made him?Enable him to make such a drastic change and give up the power and wealth of Egypt.
是信仰的力量。
It was the power of faith.
他从小就接受他母亲教导他的信仰。
So from childhood, he received the teachings of faith from his mother.
耶和华神拣选亚伯拉罕和他的子孙做他的子民。
The Lord God has chosen Abraham and his descendants to be the people of God.
神允许他们要承受迦南地，并成为大国。
God has promised they will inherit the land of Canaan and they will become a great nation.
因此，做神的子民比做埃及王子更加的尊贵。
So being a child and being part of the people of God was more glorious than being a prince of Egypt.
到神应许之地去，比留在埃及地有永恒的盼望。
Reaching God's promised land has this eternal hope compared to remaining in Egypt.
摩西一直听这样的教导。
Moses repeatedly listened to this teaching.
现在他到中年了。
When he reached middle age,
他必须要做一个决定。
He had to make a decision, he had to choose.
我要继续做埃及王子呢，还是我要选择做神的子民？
Should I continue to be the prince of Egypt, or would I choose to be the people of God?
在他人生的下半场，他终于下定决心，做出了重大的抉择。
So in the second half of his life, he finally made up his mind and made this major decision.
他放下埃及王子的身份。
He gave up his identity as an Egyptian prince.
他承认他是神的子民。
And acknowledged himself as God's elect.
我们有很多信徒啊，我们都是从小就抱去受洗的。
We have many believers who were carried to be baptized when we were young.
这不是我们自己的选择。
This was not our own choice.
那现在你长大了。
Now that you have grown up.
或者已经来到中年了。
And now that you have come to middle age,
我们是不是下定的决心？
Have we made this resolution?
我承认我是神的子民，我要做神忠心的子民。
I acknowledge that I am the part of the elect of God, and I will faithfully be God's chosen people.
还是我们心里其实是想做世界的子民，要得到世上的一切？
Or do we still harbor hopes of being a citizen of this world so that we can attain all the glories the world wants to give?
还是你还在彷徨？
Or are you still in a dilemma?
到了中年都还不能够下定决心走哪一条路。
You still cannot come to a decision, even though you are middle age, which fork you want to take.
实际上好像很多路，其实主耶稣告诉我们只有两条路。
It seems there are so many pathways in this world, but the Lord Jesus said there are only two.
一条是世界的大路。
One is the broad way of the world.
很多人走。
Many people use this.
另外一条就是主耶稣的小路，天国之路。
The second is the narrow way of the Lord Jesus that leads to the kingdom of heaven.
不是很多人走这一条路的。
Many people use this path.
走这条路的人，有一些已经停下来了，有一些已经放弃了。
Some people who have chosen to walk on this narrow way, some have stopped and some have given up midway.
你是不是像摩西一样，下定决心？我要走这一条永生的道路。
Will we be like Moses to resolve and determine that we will travel by this narrow path?
我们愿意像摩西的母亲，把这纯真的信仰教导我们的儿女吗？
Are we willing to be like the mother of Moses to teach this pure faith to our children?
好让他们长大以后能够像摩西一样决心做神的子民。
So that they will grow up to be like Moses with the determination to be the elect of God.
那摩西第二个重大的抉择，那就是决定带领神的百姓出埃及到神应许之地。
The second major decision that Moses made was to lead God's people out of Egypt to God's promised land.
这样的决定是要与神的百姓同受苦害的。
Such a decision would mean that one has to suffer together with God's people.
这样的决定值得吗？
Is such a decision worth it?
摩西小的时候啊，他看埃及的财物更宝贵。
When Moses was young, he valued the treasures of Egypt much more.
但是他长大以后，他就看为基督受的凌辱更宝贵。
But when he grew up, he valued the reproach that he had to suffer for Christ more.
因为他的价值观不同了。
Because his values were now different.
就好像小孩子。
Just like a child.
他看到一块大蛋糕比那一块小黄金更宝贵。
They will regard a huge slice of cake as much more precious than the tiny ingot of gold.
所以他肯定是选择那一块大蛋糕放弃那一小块黄金。
So he will surely choose the huge slice of cake and give up that tiny ingot of gold.
可是等他长大以后
But after he grows up,
他肯定是选择那一小块黄金绝对不会去选择那一大块蛋糕。
He will definitely choose the tiny ingots of gold over the huge slice of cake.
因为他的价值观不同了。
Because his values are now different.
我们是看埃及的财物更宝贵，还是看为神受的凌辱更宝贵？
Which is more valuable to us, the treasures of Egypt or the reproach we suffer for Christ?
为神工作是好的。
It is good to work for God.
但事实上为神工作要受许多的苦的。
But in actual fact, when we work for God, we have to suffer.
你愿意为神受这一些苦吗？
Are you willing to suffer all these for God?
你看到为主受苦的那个价值吗？
You see the value in suffering for God.
许多人只是看到为主受苦的那一种苦。
Many people just see the pain and agony of suffering for the Lord.
但是他没有看到为主受苦的那一种荣耀。
But they don't see the glory of serving the Lord.
主耶稣说
，The Lord Jesus said,
侍奉我的人，我的天父也必尊重他。
Those who serve me, my heavenly Father will honor him.
如果是我说的，你一定说我说错了。
If I had said it, you would say that I had made a mistake.
只有我们尊重神，哪里叫神尊重我们？我们哪里敢呢？
Only we honor God. How dare we ask God to honor us?
但是主耶稣告诉我们。
But the Lord Jesus tells us.
服侍我的，我父也尊重他。
They who serve me, my Father will honor.
你就知道服侍主是多么的荣耀的一件事，在神看。
Can you imagine how glorious service to the Lord is in the eyes of God?
能够得到神的看重和尊重，一切的苦都值得了，不是吗？
When we receive the honor and esteem of God, all the suffering will be worth it.
所以我们要多想到主那一方面，不要多想人的那一方面。
So often take the perspective of the Lord rather than the human one.
想到人那一方面，你不敢踏出去的。
When you think, take the perspective of man, you will not dare to take that step forward.
你也不愿意踏出去。
Nor will you be willing to.
你会用你的方法来侍奉神就好。
You will use your own way and your own approach to serve God, and that is good enough.
我何必要去受这些凌辱？
Why do I need to suffer such reproach?
但是当我们想到主的时候，
But when we think of our Lord,
我们就会放下我们自己。听从主的话。
We are willing to put aside ourselves and to heed the command of the Lord.
好像摩西。
Just like Moses.
到了他人生的下半场。
When he came to the second half of his life.
他知道他应该做出抉择了。
He knew he had to make a decision, make a choice.
所以他终于下定决心。
And so he determined to make this resolution.
我要听从神的话。
I will heed the words of God.
我要带领神的百姓出埃及到神应许之地去。
I will lead God's people out of Egypt and into the land of promised land of.
我们呢
？What about us？
我们选择带领我们自己和家人出埃及吗
？Will we choose to lead ourselves and our family out of Egypt？
我们选择愿意为主受苦，来服侍我们的主吗
？Will we choose to serve and worship our Lord？
信仰。不是一个精神的寄托。
Faith is not merely a source of psychological comfort.
乃是一种生命的选择。
But faith is a choice of life.
信仰乃是决定跟从永生的主，不再看待这个世界。
Faith is about deciding to follow the Lord of eternal life and no longer covet nor love this world.
信仰更是毅然出埃及，不再留恋这个。
Faith is also about resolutely leaving Egypt.
不怕法老的发怒，不怕法老的追杀。
Without fearing Pharaoh's wrath and Pharaoh's pursuit.
更不怕旷野的路遥远跟艰难。
Even more so, nor do we fear the long and difficult way of the wilderness.
因为我们知道，度过了这一旷野路， 那就是迦南美地了。
Because we know that after we have completed this way in the wilderness, it will be the beautiful land of Canaan.
我们的主在那边。
Our Lord is there.
等待我们好久了。
Waiting long for us.
我们请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
我们读三十六节到三十九节。
Let's read verses 36 to 39.
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。我们在信仰上也许退后了。
In our faith, we may have drawn back.
但是神不喜欢我们退后。
But God is not pleased when we retreat.
因为继续退后的结局，那就是进入沉沦。
Because the consequence of drawing back, of retreating, is destruction.
所以如果我们觉得我们在信仰上退后了。
And if we feel and we know that we have retreated in our faith,
我们不再像以前那样的相信，那样的热心。
So our faith and zeal are no longer as intense as in the past.
不再像以前那么样愿意付出，愿意忍耐。
We are not as willing to serve. We are not as willing to endure.
这在说明我们在信仰上逐渐退步了。
And clearly, in our faith, we have already.Drawn back.
那我们就应该重新调整我们的心智。
So we must once again adjust our commitment.
因为神不喜欢我们退后。
Because God has no pleasure in us retreating, drawing back.
所以神赐给我们还有下半场。
So this is why God has given us a second half.
因此在下半场，我们要好好珍惜。
And in this second half, we must properly cherish and treasure.
更要好好弥补我们在上半场的过失和退后。
And make up for the transgressions and the retreat that we have gone through in the first half.
虽然下半场的球赛啊，比上半场更难踢。
Although the second half of the game is more difficult than the first half.
但是难踢不代表踢不好。
But difficulty doesn't mean we perform poorly.
你看有许多精彩的球赛都是在下半场的。
Look at some of the very exciting soccer matches. It's always in the second half.
也有许多精彩的人生也是在下半场的。
There's also many exciting lives which are manifested in the second half.
所以上半场也许我们退后了，我们失败了。
Perhaps we have failed. We have drawn back in our first half.
但是神赐给我们还有下半场。
But God has given us a second half.
下半场我们可以靠主赢回来的。
So the second half by relying on the Lord, we can win.
叫我们一生没有遗憾。
So that there is no regret in our life.
能够叫主得到荣耀。
And we can bring glory to our Lord.
求主帮助我们重建对神的信心。
May the Lord help us to rebuild the faith, our faith in Him.
重整我们对神国的心智。
And rekindle our commitment to the kingdom of God.
好让我们留下美好的信仰给我们的下一代。
So that we leave a beautiful and good faith for the next generation.
我们来唱赞美诗。